coming to Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 21st and 22nd is GrandCon Gaming and Comics Convention, presented by Celebration Cinemas. Join us in playing or chatting it up with fellow enthusiasts in a community that understands your passions. Get lost in the adventure of your favorite role-playing game. Admire costumes and art from vendors and attendees. Meet the creators behind your favorite mainstream and independent games and comic books. Check out unpublished games and sneak peek at things to come. You can get all this and more at GrandCon. For more information, please visit www.grand-con.com.
GeekCastRadio.com presents GCRN Wars. Two geek topics will be challenged. The ultimate battle will come to pass. One shall stand, one shall fall.
Welcome to GCRN Wars. This is the semi-finals of the 80s Cartoon Villain Tournament. I am TF2 and Mike, one of your hosts. Joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's going to be one of those shows. TV's Mr. Kermit.
Hi-ho.
Hello.
I should say TV's Mr. Neil, and then of course we have Mike the Birdman Dodd.
I was going to do my Skeletor voice, but my vocal cords hurt, so no.
And of course, without any further ado, Optimus Solo is going to tell us what has been going on with the tournament so far.
Yes, I'm back after a one-week hiatus. Well, I mean, we started with 16, and we're down to the final four. So we would like to reveal the results of the last two episodes, basically. I know we already did the one, but we'll do them both together again just to refresh everybody as to what happened in the quarterfinal matchups. In the first quarterfinal matchup, we had Skeletor versus King Zarkon. And Steve?
In the final tally, Skeletor has slam dunked this battle with a score of 34-8.
I was a little surprised that it was that much of a landslide. But 34-8 is a very commanding win for Mr. Skeletor. Anybody last thoughts on that matchup, Skeletor King Zarkon, and the results there, Mike?
Blanchard or me?
Neither one.
Yeah. Which one are you talking to?
I don't call him by name.
Honestly, I think Skeletor won this simply based on popularity.
Yeah.
He's more well-known. King Zarkon, I literally had to ask Blanchard, I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Because apparently your dumb Canadian ass never watched Voltron.
I can't remember the last time I actually watched Voltron, although I just found out it came to Netflix, Voltron Lion Force. On Netflix.
Yes, Lion Force is on Netflix. The it's not a current series, it's no longer in production, but the latest new series, Voltron Classic Lion Force, was on there for a while, and then I guess Netflix lost its deal or whatever.
It might be on Canadian Netflix, but I'm not sure. I only watch the American because yours is way fucking better.
I know. Everything's better in America.
Well, I will say that you guys get more TV series, but we get more movies, which is weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, moving on.
On the same side of the bracket, the other quarterfinal matchup saw Venger from Dungeons & Dragons face off against Cobra Commander from G.I. Joe. And Steve, what was the final tally on that matchup?
Well, another popularity contest win on this side, because Cobra Commander stomped Venger's ass with a score of 31-12.
31-12. 12 is respectable, I guess, for a loser. That's one of the highest of vote totals we've had for one of the losing sides. I know I said it for the other matchup, but this was really one that I was surprised wasn't a little bit closer. I think Venger had a lot of things going for him in this battle. I know Cobra Commander's from G.I. Joe, and he's the more popular, more well-known one, but I'm really kind of shocked that Venger didn't fare a little bit better with the votes.
Well, you have to wonder if maybe the new movie kind of played into this, too.
That's true.
Just because of the timing.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just think Venger, with his size, with his flying ability and his magic ability, would have some things that he could do to Cobra Commander. Bob Blanchard, what do you think about that one?
Venger is scarier than Cobra Commander.
Oh, by you know, no comparison there. I mean,
but in a one-on-one battle, even counting his flying ability, all Cobra Commander's got to do is just shove a rocket launcher up his ass.
Yeah, exactly. You've got magic spells. I've got an Uzi. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Destro, pull the trigger.
or this, two words: his tank. Done.
Yes.
Neil, any thoughts on that one?
I think that's criminal. Venger lost. But I'm just looking at the way this is going. I see who the two finals are going to be. I'm not going to give it away just yet, but I prefer this match right now. I can't believe Cobra Commander won.
I'm at least surprised that it wasn't closer, just because of the fact that it's mystical magic against science, and it's kind of a toss up in there. I mean, but for sheer fear factor, I think Venger would have destroyed him, but. But I definitely see the popularity popping out in this one again.
Yeah, and on the other side of the bracket, we had our first quarterfinal matchup on that side, which was unfair, to say the least. Mumra from Thundercats against Miles Mayhem from Mask. And Steve, what was the brutal number total on this one?
I think this was the biggest landslide we've got in the entire tournament. Mumra smoked his ass with 37-5. I don't know who could say 5 would destroy Mumra, because Mumra's like the eternal evil bastard.
Well, yeah, that's one that I need to see some explanations. Besides, we did have the argument about the mustache.
Yeah, the mustache could trump him. He could get scared. It's the hair.
Well, I'm actually surprised he didn't get more votes, and here's why. Because this is very similar to Cobra Commander and that other guy. Magic versus technology.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the forces Miles Mayhem commands. Now, we're talking one-on-one, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes. And in the end, it's a fat guy with a mustache versus Mumra the Ever-Living, so...
Anybody named Mumra the Ever-Living? I mean, come on.
Yeah, like, what are you gonna do? I can throw potatoes at you or something.
Miles Mayhem would lose no matter what, because even if he did have a powerful weapon, he would drop it.
Yes, he would.
And if anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about, just watch one episode of Mask and you will see that all important things get dropped. And then the other final quarter final matchup, that's a mouthful, on that side of the bracket was Megatron from Transformers against Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Now this one, I guess you kind of have to throw out the popularity argument, because I'm pretty sure that both of these characters are just about equally as popular amongst geeks and fans everywhere. Steve, what were the numbers for Megatron and Shredder?
Well, being that they're both 80s icons, I'm kind of shocked that they were not as close as they should have been, just for sheer ruthlessness, even though plans didn't quite work out. We have Megatron with 38 to the Shredder at 10.
I think this one came down to being competent.
I think it came down to the competency. I think it also came down to the fact you have a fusion cannon and a giant-ass foot.
I think one thing that keeps Megatron kind of an edge against a lot of these combatants is just sheer size, and that he's made of metal.
And the fusion cannon.
Yeah, and the fusion cannon.
Boom!
And the thing was, like I said last episode, you know, you look at humans versus robots from Cybertron. Robots from Cybertron are at least 3 or 4 building stories tall, and they can hold a human in their hand. So that's one of the reasons why I think Megatron is going to be going a little further.
Well, we'll see.
Megatron's brutality, because the Shredder always threatens to kill the turtles and never does.
Never does.
Whereas Megatron is like, hi, I've blown away 5 or 6 of your buddies and I'm coming for you.
Yeah. Well, it's like the difference between Turtles Forever, where he says, let's invent the tickle man, you know, machine. And then Krang's like, yes, let's do it. And then And then you have, you know, the Shredder and you have Megatron in the Transformers, the movie, saying such heroic nonsense. And, yeah, you know, blowing guys away point blank in the head with a fusion cannon. So
that's true. So our final four matchup, we have four different cartoons that are very well known represented here. We have He-Man, G.I. Joe, Thundercats, and Transformers into the final four with Skeletor, Cobra Commander, Mumm-Ra, and Megatron.
Honestly, I could have seen this coming a mile away just because they're the most well known out of these represented franchises.
To me, I mean, I didn't think realistically the Avenger would get the votes, but I thought that there was, you know, if you looked at it from a scenario standpoint and just, like, broke down the combatants, I thought Avenger would have had a shot to beat Cobra Commander. And I think one of the biggest upsets that we've seen in the bracket actually was Skeletor beating Hordak.
Yeah, that was...
Well, I think the problem there was you had two He-Man villains against each other. If you had Hordak versus, say, Big Boss, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm kind of looking at this bracket and I was thinking, huh, there's a lot of big franchises represented here, but the matchups are a little weird. Because if you look at Megatron and Psykill, there was no fucking way Psykill was
going to
beat
Well, I mean, the way that the bracket was put up, I mean, we had our two robots going against each other on that side. You know, obviously He-Man and She-Ra have a connection, whereas Thundercats and Silverhawks had a connection. We have the two humans going against each other, the two guys with masks or half things over their faces going together, and then with Overlord and Avenger, kind of the spiky head guys going against each other. So I mean, we tried to match them up there based on some similarities, but I just honestly could, if I was going to see one of these guys not making it, it would have been probably Skeletor if he would have got beaten that first round against Hordak. Once either one of those guys passed into the quarters, I think it was a smooth sailing to the semis. And then, of course, the one that most of these have gone how we just said they would go, outside of Avenger and Cobra Commander, which we've already talked about. The only other one that did not go how we thought it would go was Monstar and Mumm-Ra.
Yeah, Monstar and Mumm-Ra and Skeletor and Hordak are the only one out of the entire tournament that did not, because we all thought it was going to be Hordak.
And we all thought it was going to be
really?
Monstar.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hordak made Skeletor his bitch in different, you know, parts of that franchise's history. He was the master, whereas Skeletor was the whiny bitch apprentice. So Hordak had that going for him, and we all voted for Monstar. You know, he did not have the weaknesses that we felt Mumm-Ra had, even though some of those kind of got explained on the forum or on the GCRN page a little bit, as far as later on in the series how the reflection didn't weaken Mumm-Ra. But yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone can say that they're shocked that we have these four into the final four. Anybody have any thoughts before we start getting into these battles?
I would say, look at this, magic versus tech.
Yep, that's going to be a theme here today.
Yeah, and I think it's going to come down to determination, competency, and how close they got to beating their respective heroes.
And, you know, breaking it down into what their actual skill set is and what their weaknesses are, if they have any, and how they match up against their particular opponent. I mean, this is not just, you know, them standing alone. It's how would they match up against this particular opponent, which could be, a determining factor. Mike or Neil or Steve, any thoughts before we get into this?
Nope.
Go ahead, Steve. I'm just kind of wondering who's going to make it out alive out of these 80s icons.
I posted on the comments that I was just hoping that I was still friends with some of you after today's record, because I really have no idea who's going to be going for who, but I mean, I have some strong opinions on a couple of them, and I don't know if everyone's going to like them. But all right.
One thing before we break, I do want to let the listeners know, we are only, like, between GCRN and our friends, we're probably 10 votes. And most of the quarterfinal rounds got anywhere from 30 to 40 votes. So,
well, we had 60 or 70 votes in the, or 80 votes in the
right, exactly. Two. But what I'm saying is that the five of us here tonight that are giving our opinions on why we think what person would win what battle, it isn't just, oh, this is the GCRN's thing, it's rigged. It's not rigged. Whoever votes for whoever they feel would win. That's I'm just trying to avoid backlash from anybody.
And I didn't vote at all. So yeah. I've got no, I'm just going purely by what I know.
You lazy dumbass. All right. So we're going to hear from the first two combatants.
Or suffer my wrath. Devastation. Ruin. Chaos. Mistake will cost you dearly, old enemy.
All right, starting on the left side of the bracket today in our semifinal matchup, as you just heard, we have Skeletor against Cobra Commander in what is an epic battle. Like, this is one of the best matchups you could ever hope for in 80s villain. Like, this is just epic. Break it down a little bit. Skeletor beat Hordak in the first round from She-Ra, and then beat King Zarkon from Voltron to get here to the semis, and Cobra Commander took out Doc Terror in his first battle, and then Venger from Dungeons and Dragons to get here. So that is the path that they took to get to this point, and now we have them facing off against each other. It's He-Man against G.I. Joe. And like the Birdman brought up before, this is a theme for today, and it's been a theme in a couple other battles previously, but big time today. It's all about sword and sorcery and mystical magical powers against sheer force, or, you know, physical guns, etc. That's what we're going to see in this. So let's start with Steve here. What do you think about this matchup? Who has an advantage? What are the pros and cons of both of the combatants here with Skeletor against Cobra Commander?
Well, first of all, you have two sniveling, cowering fools with lack of thought in their plans, and they have the lackeys that actually kind of have a clue of what's going on, but aren't really allowed to do anything because the head honcho is telling them, no, we must do it my way, even though it's freaking wrong. But, and they both sound pretty similar. Neither one you can see their real face. I don't know, it's kind of a hard one because, it's magic against science, and at the same time this magic is, I think, stronger than the previous one that Cobra Commander had to go against, so it's kind of a toss-up. I'm gonna wait to weigh in on my final decision on that, I think,
as I think a lot of us will throughout these two battles here as we try to hear each other's opinions. My thought here is this, and I don't have a favorite either way. I love both of these characters, and I love both of the franchises. The way I'm trying to break it down here is, how can each one of them possibly win in a one-on-one battle? Now, for Cobra Commander, I see his only way of winning is somehow shooting Skeletor. Like, he has to have some type of weapon that he is going to use and somehow hit Skeletor in a way that will render him, you know, helpless or whatever, where he can take the advantage. Skeletor is by far the stronger of the two as far as just physical strength.
Like, I know he's a warrior.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's just skull and bones, but he somehow in his Skeletor frame has freaking muscles. Like, he's built. Like, he's no He-Man, of course, but he is a strong... So if it came down to just like a wrestling match or a physical, like, you know, they're rolling around or you know, coming blow to blow like a boxer, you know, Skeletor wins. Skeletor also has his magic that he can use. He can come up with different things. He can transport himself. He can, you know, do different stuff with his staff as, you know, as well. So, I mean, he has multiple ways where I think he can win this battle, whereas Cobra Commander he can't win physically in like any type of wrestling fighting match. So he has to hope that something he has, a weapon or something, is going to be effective against Skeletor. So I don't know. I think Skeletor has more ways he could win. I'm not saying he does win, but I'm saying he has more ways, more options to use at his disposal to win this. And he, as far as the series go, you saw Skeletor taking action more than you see Cobra Commander, I think. You know, Cobra Commander a lot of time is leading the forces or coming up with a plan or doing this or that, maybe shooting from afar, whereas Skeletor is a lot more involved in battles throughout the series, you know, as himself.
And Cobra Commander is also the idiot that created Serpentor, who ended up taking command of Cobra from him.
That's true.
And he has the faceplate, so he could, you know, reflect the the magic back at Skeletor, but he'd have to get hit in the face.
Yeah. Neil, what are your thoughts on this one?
What a great strategy. Please hit me in the face.
In the face.
I'm looking at this. Now, listeners, you see what you brought here. You've got, aside from the military commander, and I'm using finger quotes, military commander, and the other guy being a sorcerer, these guys are basically the same character. They're both incompetent boobs who came from a much, much cooler bad guy. For Skeletor, he had Hordak, and Cobra Commander, of course, had Globulus, who actually, considering Globulus is one adventure, I'd like to forget about him. Never mind what I was just saying.
Come on, he was voiced by the Penguin.
Yeah, he was, but his plan was to rain space spores.
But he did defeat Unicron.
True. But just looking at these two guys, they both fail regularly, and it's like whichever one is going to fail first is going to give the other guy the win. Although I must say that on an earlier episode, I said that Skeletor got one advantage over most of these other villains in that he took down Horde Prime. I'm going to have to retract that, because when that happened, that was during Skeletor's face turn. And since this is a villain's tournament, that doesn't count. So the one time Skeletor actually did something competent, he was technically a good guy.
If you had to break down the actual plans that they came up with, yes, they failed most of the time. Skeletor did come up with some clever ways to try to beat He-Man. I mean, he basically transported him to another dimension at one point. He would, you know, clone himself, or, you know, do the disguise himself as somebody else. He had multiple ways that he actually used intelligence. Yeah, they all fail. But Cobra Commander, it seems like the smarter ideas or the more clever plots that came along in that series were coming from other people.
That
it was coming
true.
From Zartan, or it was coming from Destro.
So it seems like Cobra Commander has better staff, and
yes,
that might give him the edge. And so that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Cobra Commander.
Unless you take the staff away, and then who has better ideas just on their own? If it's just mano a mano, you know, I think Skeletor might come up with a clever way to be. I don't even know if he needs a clever way to beat Cobra Commander, actually.
Back on his front door.
He could trip over his own 2 feet and beat Cobra Commander.
He could just knock on his front door and disguise himself as something Cobra's going to fall for, and then boom.
Traveling salesman.
Yeah.
Just leave a gift with a bow on it, and the Cobra Commander fall for it. Blanchard.
No, I don't think so. The thing with Skeletor, and I... Not that I want to, you know, correct Kevin, but it's one of those things where his whole body is not skull and bones. It's just his face. His face got melted off.
Right.
The rest of his body is
built.
You know, the rest of his body, it's just like he was a part of the Blue Man Group, honestly. You know.
When Smurfs lose their faces.
Shit. Skull Smurfs, the new series.
I'd watch that shit in a heartbeat.
Skeletor going, la, 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 la.
But yeah, I mean, in a one-on-one battle, I honestly don't know who would win out of the two if they're just fighting amongst each other, because as everyone's already said, Skeletor is more physical. He's, you know, he fights the most powerful man in the universe, and Cobra barely fights Joe. I mean that's,
if it was who was a better commander, or if it was who would win with their lackeys, or with their army, or with their troops,
it would probably be Cobra.
Right, but if it's one-on-one,
it's Skeletor.
I'm leaning that way.
Well, because look at it this way, because, okay, like, you know, you guys were saying, who, you know, Cobra Commander would have to shoot him. Well,
or use some other weapon of his, you know, whatever, you know.
Right, but yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, Cobra Commander would have to use some sort of weapon to inflict damage on Skeletor, and even with the 80s thing of, oh, hey, I'm going to shoot a laser right over the top of your head, it doesn't actually hit you. Even with that whole animation stigma. I honestly don't think shooting Skeletor will do anything.
Well, if you
to
shoot at him, he can just shoot a like a ray or a bolt out of his staff, and it will hit the bolt.
Yeah.
I mean, he did that multiple times when other people shot stuff at him in the series.
Right. Exactly.
Birdman, what do you think?
Well, I'm kind of looking at it, and I'm going to give this fight to Cobra Commander, and here's why: just because you're a warrior doesn't mean you're a tactician. And to command that big of a military force, such as Cobra, it requires a certain skills, a certain charisma, a certain tactical mind. Skeletor's idea of tactical command is get him! Whereas Cobra Commander, you look at all the schemes Cobra's pulled off, yeah, they're inevitably thwarted by Joe's, but initially they work. Skeletor doesn't have such a good success record. Like, big deal, I've kidnapped the sorceress. Who gives a shit? But you look at Cobra, some of their plans have actually been pulled off. Mind you, they're corrected by the next episode. But still, they're able to affect things on a global scale. So I'm thinking, if Cobra Commander and Skeletor were to go one-on-one, Cobra Commander will have superior intelligence about Skeletor, because he'll have done some kind of recon. And because I'm presuming they get their weapons, because Skeletor has his staff and shit, It would not surprise me if Cobra Commander were to sit at a distance, like he's known to do, and hit him with a sniper rifle. Because you think about it, Skeletor is used to, I'm going to combat you on the battlefield. Cobra Commander is a sneaky motherfucker.
That's true.
And he's going to use tactics to win the day. Brute force is not his style, because if you think about it, when you look at all the cool shit Cobra has, if they were to throw everything at G.I. Joe at once, they could reasonably stand a chance to win. So you got to think he's a pretty smart guy. He's tactical, he's sneaky, and it wouldn't surprise me if he would do quote unquote surrender to Skeletor and then hit him with a shotgun.
That's true. We have the evil warrior against the terrorist.
Exactly. I mean, that's how you got to look at this. I mean, you've got one guy who's a straight up, I'm fighting, not exactly honorably, but, you know, he's willing to fight you face to face. Cobra Commander has no qualms about blowing shit up.
Yeah.
That's his favorite thing to do.
Exactly.
So he has to rely on his cunning, his sneakiness, his backhandedness. Wait a second. This is a villain tournament, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, those are some good points in favor of Cobra Commander, giving him some ways to win. Because I was going to say, you know, otherwise I don't see him winning just based on, you know, I have to shoot you or something. But if he comes up with some type of trap, or if he tricks him, it goes from a distance, then he does have some options there. I'm still not sure where I'm going with this one. Anybody else, other thoughts, final thoughts that other people have?
Even with trapping Skeletor, the one example I can use, and it was so funny, He-Man trapped him in a zero-G bubble. But Skeletor was on a sky sled, and he still flew away inside the bubble. So even, unless Cobra Commander got Skeletor in the jungle, on the battlefield, and, like, you know, had some sort of hidden trap that sent Skeletor miles underground, there's no way in hell Cobra Commander is going to be able to trap Skeletor.
If you were to just take these two combatants and you went to like an arena like a gladiatorial arena like back in the day, and you just drop them both into the arena, I think Cobra Commander's in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it doesn't have the physicality.
Well, if you take away weapons and you take away magic and it's just a brute force battle, Skeletor.
Well, even if you gave them their weapons, but had their basically both being transported into a barren landscape that has nothing to hide, nothing to, you know, they're just out in the open.
Like Dragon Ball Z.
And they have their staff, they have their gun or whatever, they have all their weapons, Cobra Commander's still in trouble.
Well, you see, another thing I think that may get Cobra Commander the advantage is, Cobra Commander just tends to act, whereas Skeletor tends to monologue.
Okay, I will give you that.
And Cobra point. Commander could just get tired of him and say, "I'm tired of this shit. Red laser."
What if they both just tried to whine and cry until the other one like just submitted?
That would be interesting.
Because they both are very good whiners.
Neil, any other thoughts?
No.
You said it so offended. No.
I'm just kind of, I don't know. I admit it's going to be kind of a close one, but I still got to go with Cobra Commander. He's sneaky. He's got resources. Skeletor, if you gave him resources, I don't know if he'd know what to do with it.
I think this should, if I was to predict or bet, this I would think would be the closest battle of the entire tournament so far.
I think so too.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Let's go around the table then, and this virtual table that we're sitting at, and give our vote, starting with Blanchard.
I'm going with Skeletor.
Neil?
Cobra Commander.
Birdman?
Cobra Commander.
Steve?
In light of new evidence and everything else, Cobra Commander.
Still going with Skeletor. But I can see why people would vote Cobra Commander. I wouldn't be upset either way. I can see both of them being able to pull this off. I'm still shocked that Cobra Commander's here. I'm still shocked that both of them are here in a way, but I'm totally not in another way. All right, let's hear from our next group.
Enjoy your power! Away it lost! I'll crush you with my bare hands!
All right, as you just heard, our other semifinal matchup is a battle of the two M's here, Mumra and Megatron. We have Thundercats against Transformers, which we'll start with T. Okay, this is starting to get weird. At Mumra's path to the semis was through Monestar and through Miles Mayhem, which both start with M as well. I don't know where I'm going with all this. Megatron's path here was through Psykill and through Shredder. So that is how they got where they are. And again, we have magic and mystical power against sheer brute force. Now, I just want to say one thing. To me, it would have been super interesting to see Monestar versus Megatron.
That would have been fucking cool.
Yeah.
Metal is metal.
Because that is the closest, out of our 16 people, Monestar is the closest person that can match the size and the armor that Megatron had. Mm-hmm. That being said, Mumra beat Monestar. So he's almost already gone against someone with the same traits as Megatron. I know that there is a lot of Transformers fans amongst us and a lot of Megatron fans amongst us, and I know he has a fusion cannon, and I know he's huge, and I know he's armor, you know, plated and everything like that.
The one thing, I'm sorry to cut you off, the one thing I do have to point out here is if somehow stupidly Megatron ever transformed, Mumra would just pick him up and throw him away. Because, no, seriously, okay, if you look at G1...
You could just trap him in a box.
Exactly. But if you look at G1, you look at G1 Megatron in that series, every time he's in his gun mode, unless Starscream or Soundwave or whoever is firing him, every time I've seen him in his gun mode, it is to disguise himself. It is to be in, you know, a gun case or a guitar case or what. Every time I've seen him in gun mode when people are not firing him, it's he's a gun just laying around.
But can't he fire once before he drops to the ground?
I've never seen
because according I'm pretty sure he's done that.
According to the opening theme song that played during season one, yes. Because he did that.
And he did it in the comics too.
So there's something to think about.
The thing I wanted to point out though about Mumra, it would have been Mumra or Monestar, both of them in the right form is every bit as big as Megatron.
Yeah.
So as Mumra the Ever-Living, his superior form, he can compete size-wise with Megatron.
Right.
And he does have more powerful magic than probably any character in this tournament.
Yeah, I would say that's probably pretty true.
He's been around forever, so he knows a thing or two. We pointed out before in the opening round his supposed weaknesses, and some of those we discovered may not be weaknesses if we're taking him in his later on in the series.
Yeah.
Which I think you would have to take him at his best point in the entire series. Like these are we're not taking comic versions of these characters. We're not taking, you know, the 2011 series of Thundercats. We're not taking, you know, Transformers Prime or anything. These are the 80s versions of themselves in the cartoon. So you're taking the best version of that cartoon character and putting them against each other. Mike, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that I remember in, I think it was it Exodus? I don't know. Whenever the Thundercats landed on Third Earth and they came up against Mumra, he had said that he had been around for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
Megatron, the Decepticons, and the Autobots have been around for 4 million years. So Megatron's been around a lot longer.
Yeah, but Megatron... than
Mumra. But as you said, Mumra has more powerful magic, so...
Mumra's been around for thousands of years as his powerful being self.
Right.
Megatron was not always the powerful character that we know him.
Yeah, those four million years you just referenced was during the time that he was dormant and dead inside of a volcano.
Yeah, and then before that, it was, you know, for a brief period, he was who he was. But before that, you know, it's, you know, obviously, well, we can't reference stuff from later continuity, so I won't go there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, Mumra, if anyone can beat Megatron, I would have said it was Moonstar or Mumra. I mean, I'm not trying to predict what's going to happen in the next round if Megatron was to get there. But once again, it's almost like the same scenario we were just talking about. Megatron has to rely on being able to either get his hands on Mumra, being able to shoot him with his fusion cannon or one of his weapons, or he doesn't. I mean, how else does he beat Mumra?
Brutality. That's what's going to win him on this, because Mumra's got one distinct disadvantage. Do you know what that is? He's squishy. And what I mean by that is, Mumra, when you watch him fight in the cartoon, he's very physical. He's willing to get up there and mix it up. Megatron just has to lay one solid punch on him, and he's going to punch right through the back of Mumra's coconut.
Not in his super size version.
I'm pretty sure I've seen him mix it up.
No, I'm saying I don't see him as squishy as he is in his puny little.
I'm saying Megatron as a huge, giant Cybertronian gladiator robot. And even if he's not as squishy, he puts that fusion cannon into Mumra's gut. And, of course, such heroic nonsense. Yeah, boom. He is blowing straight through.
Nobody's a fan of the magical, mystical powers in this tournament. Well, those with magic are not faring well.
Well, however, Mumra is pretty smart. He does rely on a lot of tricks and guile. So this is where magic may actually play a factor. If he can, say, fuse Megatron's legs to the ground or something like that, or drain him of power or something, like, hell, he could blind him. He's got magic. Just make it suddenly dark. And Megatron can't see.
Well, and the other thing is, he could not only could he do that, he could, you know, do something to mess with Megatron's optics, whatever, or trap him or stall him for a minute. But then he can basically disappear, and Megatron would not even know where he is. And he could come, you know, he could be a bat flying by, he could be a fly, he could be a flower somewhere, and Megatron wouldn't even know it. And then as soon as Megatron goes by, he can form into his regular self and have the upper hand. I mean, he is a master of disguise, and you know, and throughout the Thundercats series, he transformed into a lot of different things.
Well, I actually just had this thought as an old school D&D player. There's one type of sorcerer who has a spell, or I think it's available to all character classes, and you'll see where I'm going with this in just a minute, and it's called Polymorph. You may know it as Transmutate. What's Megatron made out of? Metal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Metal to mud, you're dead. One spell could take out Megatron if he was willing to do it. But Mumra has got an ego.
Yeah.
Will he go for the easy win, or is he going to drag it out?
Here's another thing to think of, and I'm going to piss somebody off here. If you go to the series, if you watch Thundercats from episode 1 all the way through the entire series, how many times does Mumra, quote-unquote, die, and yet he comes back?
You know, yeah, that's another thing to consider, too.
He cannot be killed. They try to kill him, they try to do all kinds of stuff, and he is always coming back. I do believe, and I know you're going to argue with me, a couple of you, But Megatron did die at one point, and he did not come back.
That's not technically.
I wouldn't call him dead. I'd call him mortally wounded, but he was mentally reformatted before he died.
Yeah, I mean, they're essentially the same damn guy.
Sorry. I'm not one that adheres to that theory. Galvatron is a separate character.
No, he's not.
No.
Because he's got the memories of Megatron.
Yeah, he's got those memories, but he is. They even taught. There's even lines that support that they are different characters.
There are lines that also support that they're the same character. I mean, throughout the entire movie, he's referencing stuff that Megatron used.
No, I'm talking about in the series itself.
That was bad.
We're not exactly looking at the series with the strongest continuity here.
Anyways, I'm just saying Megatron has been beaten, and Mumra just can't be beaten. I don't know. I'm still, a lot of me still says I should vote for Megatron. I'm just trying to break this down here. Steve, what are your thoughts? I know you're a humongous Megatron fan.
It depends on the Megatron, but I still like the name nonetheless. I do agree with some of that stuff, but at the same time, you still have, you know, fusion cannon. You still have, you know, giant robot squish. It's kind of hard to pit the magic against. I mean, I know both of them are pretty much hard to kill. If anything, but I don't know. I still think Megatron with a one place shot. I mean, he could. I mean, he can create a freaking black hole with his fusion cannon. I mean,
but couldn't
Umrock can create a black hole with his magic?
Yeah, but I mean, all it would take is Megatron to just fire once.
It basically
would send him out.
It boils down to who gets the smart first shot.
It depends on who wants to monologue first or who wants to sit there and bullshit and who wants to actually just take action.
Megatron is known for giving a few too many monologues or lines instead of just shooting and killing whoever he has in his sights.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, make sure he doesn't get drunk on Energon, because then he'll just be shooting wildly all over the place.
Well,
Well,
let's look at this. Who's smarter? Whose plans were more successful based on their kind of ratio? I mean, Megatron always involved Energon. He'd always steal a little bit. And it wasn't until the movie that he became competent, when you really think about it.
Mumra. Smarter.
Yeah, I mean, Mumra does have that mystical insight, something Megatron doesn't have, because that's something, and we're going to get metaphysical for just a
minute. He has the ancient spirits of evil.
Yeah, so he maybe has an advantage innately built in with allies that technically it is the same character, but he's still drawing upon that knowledge of the ancients. Megatron is drawing upon gladiatorial combat on Cybertron, plus his own brutal nature, but I think Mumra's smarter, but Megatron may be more brutal.
Megatron has the bigger ego.
Yeah.
He has the need to make it a spectacle. He has the need to, you know, not just take the shot when he has it, but, you know, to smile at the camera and say something witty, to rub it in the other person's face, to do all these different things that, if done at the inopportune time, someone like Mumra could take advantage of.
Exactly. Like I said, Megatron likes to brag. And if Mumra, like I said, if he, depending on what spells he has available, because I really wish we could have gone over analysis and compiled Mumra's spell book. Because I'm pretty sure there's going to be one spell where he can turn metal into rust or something like that. Hell, that's another weakness. Megatron, or Galvatron, quote unquote, got attacked by that rust monster at the end of season 3, right? Mm-hmm. So in theory, Megatron would have the same weakness, which means he is vulnerable to normal elements when you think about it.
But Megatron, it was more so Megatron because it was the episode Cosmic Rust in season 2.
I just want to, like, I am one of the biggest Megatron fans in the world. Like, I love Megatron. He's one of my favorite villains in all generations. I'm just, like, there are ways to beat Megatron, whether it be the Rust or whether it be how he gets, you know, for lack of a better term, beaten in the movie. Mumra never gets defeated. all time.
Not, yeah,
there's,
not
there's
truly.
There's always a way to defeat them. It's just that they make it
down. I know, I'm just saying, like, I've never seen Mumra. Like, he always finds a way back. He is the ever-living. He
never stays dead.
Yeah, he is, like, an undead character. Whereas I'm seeing it where a robot, a machine, can be broken down, can be turned off, can be in a volcano for millions of years. You know, there is an on-off switch, so to say, whereas Mumra is the ever-living. I mean, I'm still somewhat leaning towards Megatron. I don't want it to make it seem like I'm not. But Mumra, can he be beaten? Even if you do shoot him or land something, does that beat Mumra? He's the ever-living.
You're going to have to use magic. It's the only way to keep him dead.
But Megatron's been alive for millions and millions of years.
But he can still die. Because technically...
Theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically. Well, his spark can be extinguished, which means he's dead. And that's a technological thing, I guess, kind of, sort of.
Right.
But technically, sparks didn't exist back then. They could just put it in a chip and fix them.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. But but that still relies on outside help. Mumra will just regenerate. He'll be back. It may not be now, maybe 10,000 years from now, but he'll be back. Megatron, the right shot to the head, and he's dead.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of my point. Like, Autobots or Decepticons, regardless of who it is, regardless of if it's Megatron, Optimus Prime, or anybody, a Transformer can be killed, can be destroyed, can be offline forever. Whatever you consider Mumra, I don't know what he actually is, but can his kind be killed?
Well, I think I would equate Mumra to a primal force where you sort of have that argument where there's good, there must be evil. You kind of, is Mumra a cosmic force, at least on Thundera or Third Earth? Well, whatever the fuck it is. I forget. Like, is he a primal source of nature? Can you ever truly kill him? I don't think so.
Neil, we haven't let you talk too much on this one yet. What do you think on these two guys?
Well, what I was thinking about is, I know he's Mumra the ever-living, but if we were to actually consider the fact that he cannot be killed, then we might as well just cancel the tournament and hand the finale to Mumra.
I just thought that earlier, actually.
Yeah, I have to kind of sidestep that and say, well, okay, he may not be able to be killed, but certainly he can be defeated in a battle. And that's where I'm going to give Megatron some points here. I'm going to have to go back to the fact that Mumra is squishy, and Mumra can... It depends on how fast Mumra is. I think Megatron's pretty quick. He's got the fusion cannon. He's got the energy star mace. He's got the chrome plated mullet. This guy is like badass. And Mumra, he can whip out some spells. But actually, I was looking at some of his spells earlier. He's got like he can shapeshift. He can. God, actually, I don't remember everything he could do.
He can transport.
Yeah, he could transport, but let's think about where this battle could take place. What if Megatron grabbed him and then blasted off into space? What would Mumra do then? Does Mumra need air?
That's true.
Yeah. So.
Or Megatron could just take him underwater and drown his ass.
Yeah. Mumra.
It's lucky that Megatron has the ability to I guess fly, for lack of a better term, as a Decepticon, because otherwise his alt form gives him no mobility.
That's, yeah, exactly. That's the problem right there, and that's where Megatron's ultimate weakness is. Because, as I said before, even if he is able to get one shot off, like Dodd said, as soon as he transforms, he's just a gun laying on the ground.
But as soon as Megatron blows away Mumra, then he's just an energy force waiting to reestablish a body.
Yeah.
This is one of those battles that should be close, and it's not going to be.
Yeah, I mean, we all pretty much know where this is going to go, which is unfortunate. Now, maybe if we picked a different Megatron.
Even if we picked G2. A different Megatron, they would all beat... they would all beat Mumra.
However, to kind of go back to Neil's comment, we might as well end the tournament now. Doesn't Cobra Commander have access to magic through Cobra? Like, aren't there some mystical guys on, like, his side?
other than Cobra La, which most people would like to swear off like it never existed.
It's like, because you might have access to some mystical knowledge, but I'm just sitting.
It would have been interesting to see Skeletor versus Mumm-Ra, because they're both the magical guys, or Cobra versus Megatron. I mean, not really, because good lord, that's, oh my god.
Anyway, well, Megatron,
that's why
still...
we have the Dreamwave comics
well,
for that.
Well, even in the classic Marvel G2 comic, where Megatron's badly damaged from the G1, and tricks Cobra Commander with, you know, Cybertronian technology that had a virus in it that was unusable, but got Cobra to build him a new body. I mean, it's just that kind of stupidity. I mean, Megatron still outsmarted.
Well, I mean, any other thoughts on this battle before we go around and give our votes? Anybody have another angle that we haven't talked about? Or something they want to bring up?
No, I don't think so.
All right, then Blanchard, what is your vote on this one, Mumm-Ra or Megatron?
I know this is a cop-out, because I know people have pointed out, oh, the reflection thing doesn't happen at the later season, but honestly, if Megatron was standing right in front of Mumm-Ra and he saw his reflection, he shriveled back to the old mummy, all Megatron has to do is just fusion cannon to the face, so I pick Megatron.
Neil?
Same thing. I mean, once that happens, then what's Mumm-Ra going to do? He's gonna stand there at Megatron's feet and go, it's wrong to kill, and you don't have to be a gun! And then Megatron would just blow him away with the fusion cannon. Of course, Mumm-Ra would come back, but he would already have gotten the win by then.
Birdman?
I'm actually going Mumm-Ra once again. If he casts the right spell, like I said, transmutate metal to mud, Megatron is fucked.
Yeah. I too am going with Mumm-Ra on this one. I don't know. I just think he has more options on how he can win, and I think he's a smarter opponent, and I think what ultimately happens is Megatron has the battle won, and he makes some, his pride gets in the way, and Mumm-Ra just crushes him. So I think it's more of a Megatron error that allows Mumm-Ra to take advantage. Steve, what do you think?
I'm voting Megatron just because he's Megatron.
What a good reason!
Well, and all the other reasons I listed before, so.
Okay.
Take that shit.
So we're kind of split on both battles. We've had people sign on each of them. So who will it be? Will it be Skeletor versus Megatron? Will it be Skeletor versus Mumm-Ra? Or will Cobra Commander come in and fight one of those guys? What are your thoughts going into the vote? And before we talk next week on the finale, Mr. Birdman.
I'm thinking in the finale, it's going to be... I think it's probably going to be Cobra Commander versus Megatron. That's what I think it's going to be, because... if you look at it, there's a lot of really cool history that's been established via the comic book, so we could actually see it if we wanted to reference something. But I know we're going off the cartoons and stuff. But ultimately, I really wish it would be Skeletor versus Mumm-Ra. Who knows? That would be really upsetting, because people would not see that shit coming.
I just think, to me, Megatron versus Cobra Commander gives us a lopsided finale, whereas any other matchup, to me, is more even. But maybe I'm just not giving Cobra Commander his just dues. TFG1, what do you think about the potential finale? How do you want people to vote, or whatever you want to...
Well, I think the problem is, if it's Megatron and Cobra Commander in the finale, people are going to be like, oh, I saw that coming from the very first episode. You guys are so biased, blah, 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 blah. But like I said before, it's not just us saying this is who the winner is. It's whoever votes on the website, geekcastradio.com.
You know how there's those people.
But it's one of those things where... honestly, I really want to see, I would love to see, and I know this probably will never happen in animation, but I would love to see G1 Megatron versus Skeletor. That would be awesome.
You know how there's those campaigns out there that are like anti-American Idol, that like it's a campaign to vote for the worst?
Right.
You know, a campaign could get started to propel somebody in this. No, I'm just kidding.
I would like to propose we do a Kickstarter and get this entire thing animated as one long 90-minute movie.
That would be awesome.
That would be so cool.
I'd be like, if I ever win the lottery, here you go.
We'd have to include Serpentor and Krang and all kinds of other villains as well.
It'd be the best goddamn miniseries on TV.
Do you know how popular that would be?
Hasbro, print money. Make it happen. I'm just saying.
Steve, what about you? Thoughts on the finale? Ways you want it to go? Ways you've seen it go? How you want people to vote? Whatever.
I definitely see it going in the direction of Cobra Commander and Megatron. Just because those are the, I think, the, out of this list anyway, the top two that are the most well-known out of this entire group that have consistently had comebacks over the last 25 years.
Yeah, I see that. And if you're going strictly on popularity, I can see it going that way. I personally, like Birdman, would think it would be cool to see Skeletor versus Mumm-Ra. I totally think it's going to be Megatron on the one side. I have no idea who's going to win between Skeletor and Cobra Commander. I honestly think that could go either way. I think it could be Skeletor versus Megatron or Cobra Commander versus Megatron. To me, though, if you look at it, and I'm not, I love G.I. Joe, I love Cobra Commander. But Cobra Commander to me isn't even in the top like five if you looked at the 16 villains we have. I think Skeletor and Hordak both beat Cobra. I think Mumm-Ra and Monstar both beat Cobra. I think Megatron beats Cobra. The closest matchup, and this would have been an interesting finale, would have been Cobra Commander versus Shredder.
Yeah.
That would have been fucking cool. Like, Shredder would have kicked his ass.
That would have been a pretty damn good matchup. But other, I mean, I just don't see, I didn't even think Cobra Commander should have beaten Venger. So I don't see how he can compete with all of these guys. To me, like I said, I don't even think he's in the top five. Is he one of my favorite characters? Yeah, but in battles, he is a weak, pathetic fool that needs an army. Neil, what do you think about stuff?
Well, just looking at this, Skeletor versus Mumm-Ra. Skeletor, I know he came first, but he's kind of like the pathetic imitation of Mumm-Ra, so I don't see that going well for
Skeletor. Well, if Mumm-Ra beats Megatron, then you might as well crown him.
Yeah, you might as well just give him a bye and say, you know, we're gonna.
You could throw Skeletor and Cobra Commander in against him.
Yeah, but what if Megatron went up against Cobra Commander? I know he could easily get the win, but I see him being arrogant enough to transform into gun mode and land in Starscream's hands, but. Does Chris Latta fire on himself? So that might work against... That's the only scenario where it might work against Megatron, against Cobra Commander. Yeah, I pretty much think it's going to be Cobra Commander and Megatron, and it's just going to be a slaughter. Fusion cannon all the way.
Mike, your thoughts?
Yeah, pretty much. It's...
Everyone thinks Cobra Commander's going to win this by a landslide.
I wanted to, like I said before, the battle I want to see is Megatron versus Skeletor. I don't think Cobra Commander can beat Skeletor. I just don't think, you know, you can say, oh, well, Skeletor is an idiot, or oh, he'll you know, monologue too much or whatever else, but I just don't think, unless Cobra Commander cheats, and we allow him to cheat to have his army, I just don't think that he's going to beat Skeletor one-on-one.
I agree. Anyone else? Final thoughts? Get it in while you still can? Persuade people?
If you don't vote my way, I'll kick your ass.
That's a good persuasion.
If you don't.
You have to go to the website first and vote, you dumbass.
I'm trying to find it. Where is it?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mike, give everybody the information.
Quick, before they tune out.
How do people vote?
Wait, who's supposed to be getting the
information? Fail.
Go over to geekcastradio.com. At the top of the site, there is a banner that says 80s Cartoon Villain Tournament. There is a link that says semifinals. Click on that.
Yeah, it doesn't work. That's why.
Well, it doesn't work right now.
Okay. We're recording it still. It's not live.
Oh my Jesus God, Christ. Where am I?
All right.
Who are you people?
Oh, God.
My Skeletor has transported.
After this episode is up and online and live, there is a banner on geekcastradio.com that says 80s Cartoons Villains Tournament. There will be a link under the word semifinals. If you click on that, it will take you directly to the post. All you have to do is select the combatant you think is going to win and then click vote. It's not that hard, people. It's not our fault. So many people from Canada are dumb.
You can vote in less than like 5 clicks from when you get to the site.
Yeah, exactly. It takes you 5 clicks. It takes you less than 10 seconds
to
vote.
But I didn't know it didn't work during the show because I was going to try and rig the vote.
He's going to get all of Canada to vote his
You know what's funny? I can see the IP address, so...
Shut up!
Anyway.
Oh boy, yeah, this has been a huge train wreck.
It's a villain tournament. What did you expect?
Yeah, at the end of this episode.
You need more backstabbing.
Yeah, pretty much. We're going to skip the ad break this time around. Seriously, any other quick last final thoughts from anybody?
Just make sure you vote, and then make sure you join us next week when we break down the finale.
Yes, the voting will be open from Friday, April 12th through Thursday, April 18th.
And you also want to tune into the finale so you can hear some information about future tournaments.
That's right. So thank you for listening to GCRN Wars 80s Cartoon Villain Tournament. Catch us next time when we will be bringing you the finale. For now, I am TFG and Mike with Steve, Neil, Dodd, and Optimus Solo, and we will catch you next time.
Cobra! Cobra! Rocket launcher up the ass.
This I command!
Astro train just crashed, ladies and gentlemen.
Good fucking time.
Would that be an astro train wreck?
Yes, that would be an astro train wreck.
I want an astro train wreck. No, just make sure it hits G.I. Joe.
You've just listened to GCRN Wars on KeyCastRadio.com. If you would like to leave feedback on the show, there are many ways to do so. You can visit the website, KeyCastRadio.com, where you can comment on the episode in all of our different podcasts. Be sure to rate our show on iTunes and leave us feedback. Follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio. Become a fan of us on Facebook by searching Geekcast Radio Network. You can email us at feedback@geekcastradio.com. Call the voicemail line 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you were leaving the message for and your name. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.